Harper Audio presents The Devil's Diary, Alfred Rosenberg and the Stolen Secrets of the Third Reich, by Robert K. Whitman and David Kinney, read by P.J. Oakland. Great philosophical changes need many generations to turn them into pulsating life, and even our present acres of death will someday bloom again. Alfred Rosenberg. With small steps you can stumble into mass murders. That's the bad part. Very small steps are sufficient. Robert Kempner. Prologue. The Vault. The palace on the mountain loomed over a stretch of rolling Bavarian countryside so lovely it was known as Gottesgarten, God's Garden. From the villages and farmsteads on the meandering river below, Schloss Banz commanded attention. Its sprawling stone wings glowed a luminous gold in the sunlight, and a pair of delicately tapered copper spires rose high above its Baroque church. The site had a 1,000-year history, as a trading post, as a castle fortified to withstand armies, as a Benedictine monastery. It had been pillaged and destroyed in war, and extravagantly rebuilt for the royal Wittelsbach family. Kings and dukes, and once even Kaiser Wilhelm II, the last emperor of Germany, had graced its opulent halls. Now, in the spring of 1945, the Colossus was an outpost of a notorious task force that had spent the war looting occupied Europe for the glory of the Third Reich. As defeat drew near,